This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
We are back, and our guests have arrived with us in studio this morning. Right now, Gloria Christie from Shankless Photography. How are you?
Great. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Happy Thanksgiving. I see we all made it through a day of heavy eating and lots of crazy family plans and running around. And
it's
always
fun.
Good. Kind of the next day is a little calmer. And Sarah Callender joins us, Executive Director of Main Street Murfreesboro, where hip meets historic. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for getting up and early this morning. A lot of people enjoying the extended weekend, and you ladies got a lot to talk about. We got a lot going on today and through the weekend and into the Christmas season. So we can start right from the top. I know we have Black Friday shopping going on. What do folks need to know? I think we should direct them to the square. There's going to be a lot to do.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more to do tomorrow, but you can come downtown today. But I'll talk about tomorrow is Shop Small Business Saturday. It's a national event just helping to promote the small businesses. But Main Street is really excited because we're trying to promote people to come downtown and shop, and the stores are going to be open early in the morning and staying open all day. And some of you might have gotten Biz Bucks from Wilson Bank and Trust. They gave out free $5 coupons to be used at over 20 of our stores downtown that you can just get $5 off your purchases. But the stores are running specials. Gloria, what are you guys doing tomorrow?
Oh, gosh, we have been doing some amazing things. In fact, in our store, particularly tomorrow, we will be taking Santa Claus photos, Peekaboo Santas tomorrow. So you can use your $5 off for Peekaboo Santa. We're up, booked pretty much all day long. But, you know, this is just a wonderful time for just that atmosphere of downtown, Sarah, where you can just shop and enjoy and not feel just that hurry, scurry. Mm-hmm. It's everything's relaxed and a little slower paced. And That's what we love about downtown. You can relax and stroll and enjoy the holidays. I mean, it's so frenetic anyway. Mm. I mean, you can get anywhere you want to go in the next 24 hours and you're going to pull your hair out. Not so the square.
Not the square.
No, but you get those same bargains, businesses and that one-on-one approach. You know, you get to, well, in our particular store, you can walk in and see what Christmas would have been like a long time ago with shopping and strolling and just being human, I might say, because I think sometimes we kind of lose sight of that, but you can feel that downtown, right, Sarah?
It's an experience, isn't it?
It is.
I was talking to my husband this morning about, okay, do we need to go to any of the big chain stores and get the deals? And it was like, you know what? Or you could just go downtown and you can have an experience with your family that's in town, that's traveling. Mm-hmm. They don't want to go wait in line for an hour to buy something. I mean, just go downtown and walk around, take your picture with some of the murals, do some selfies. And like, you go in Shacklets and you get to see the history of Murfreesboro.
Right.
So you get to look at the old pictures and have a conversation with Gloria, which is a blessing. So, just
well,
fun.
I don't know about that, but I do like to tell you about my family. So
yes.
That's what you get. I'm sorry.
And what a cool thing you're doing with the old pictures and kind of showing folks.
That's a possible
look in the
gift
past.
Too. You know, we can tell you how we can display those and show you those, and those are all discounted right now. We've got some great deals going on with that. Then, like I said, it's just different. You know, I remember as a child, Bill and I, we got $5 from our uncle. And we could go anywhere and like you're saying, on the square with our $5, which we both of us ended up at the Goldstein building shopping for our mother, who loved Memoir Cherie. Elizabeth Arden used to make this perfume. She got it once a year. And folks, I mean, you just don't get that anywhere else. And that's why we're promoting this. And I have a theory, guys. I think their people are coming back to this in their minds right now. They're in this kind of environment that the square has. But I think more people are getting to where they really want that close-up relationship with their store owner, and that's going to happen. And we've got just as good a deals, if not better, right?
Well, and when you're looking for a present, you don't want to get something that everybody else has.
Absolutely.
And that is what I've learned about the shops downtown.
Mm-hmm.
They change out their merchandise, and they're not competing against each other. So you could walk in all the stores downtown, and you're going to get different items to purchase, and they're all unique, and so many unique just to Murfreesboro, which are a sweet touch when you're buying a gift for someone.
Absolutely. And we talk about people being here for Thanksgiving and their family being in town. What a great representation of Murfreesboro to take them to the historic square, see some of these pictures. And as you mentioned, if you're Christmas shopping, these are things you're not going to get those pictures anywhere else. That is specific and unique to Murfreesboro,
no,
which is neat.
It is. Dad has a photo. I just love this photo that he took. It was actually his very first night photo. I'm not sure if it might have been the first night photo in Murfreesboro, because it was taken in 1936. Mm. He actually took it. It was after a rain shower. And you could see the puddles and glistening on the pavement, and there in the courthouse, that was a nativity scene, a silhouette of it backlit, and it was so beautiful. Oh my gosh! And those kinds of things, those memories are in folks' mind, and we're bringing them back firsthand right here on the square. Sarah's doing a great job, by the way. She really is.
Absolutely. And our guest this morning, if you're just joining us, Gloria Christie from Shackles Photography, and Sarah Callender, Executive Director of Main Street Murfreesboro. If you would explain Main Street Murfreesboro a little bit, if folks aren't 100% familiar, not a shop on the square, we know, but talk about what you guys do. This is a really cool thing and an important piece to the puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Main Street Murfreesboro is part of the National Main Street Program. It's through the Historic Trust of the National Historic Trust, and we have to be accredited every year. So our mission is to maintain, enhance, and promote the historic downtown as the heart of the community. And so the Main Street programs across the country are just vital to keeping alive the idea of your downtown in your community, to promote people coming downtown and supporting those locally owned businesses and just the historical part of the community that needs to stay thriving. To keep people coming back and to keep that connection with the community as it grows and spreads out and new people come. So that is what we do as a nonprofit. We do events and we just help promote the businesses.
And everywhere that I've lived in a few spots that have had a square or a downtown area. Murfreesboro, I think, is the best one I've lived in because there's so much life in all of those stores. And a lot of the stores you see on the square, they'll be seasonal or maybe something opens. And all the shops on the Murfreesboro Square are year-round, and they're booming, and they're all involved. And, you know, you guys have the concerts on the square. I mean, there's so much happening.
Right.
It's just really lively. And you gotta love that and appreciate that if you live around here.
We probably have one of the most active downtowns in all of Tennessee. I've met Main Street directors from all the different towns in Tennessee, and we are the largest. We're close to the oldest, not quite the oldest, but next year we're celebrating 35 years with this Main Street program, and I'm fairly new to it, but I know Gloria probably has stories of how Main Street has helped the downtown. Right now you come and you think, oh, it's thriving and it's great. I mean, just this past year we had over 8 new stores that opened downtown. I mean, that's remarkable. So, and then we had 3 that just changed locations, but they chose to stay downtown and just move to a larger location, which is really neat. But Main Street in the past was started to help just with the revitalization, right, with the sidewalks.
Right.
And
And let me just preface that, because Murfreesboro has always been on the cutting edge of trying to make the downtown and our business community thrive. This has been going on even in the 50s with the urban renewal projects when they just developed Broad Street. We have photographs of that. So you watch that vitality emerge after World War II. Well, then skipping, my dad in the early 80s and some of the other folks that were business people at that time decided that there really needed to be a Murfreesboro Boosters, which was an extension of the 1930s version. The Murfreesboro Booster was always has been about promoting downtown business. Well, that evolved in 1987 with into Main Street, and I'll never forget I was involved in that at the time, and we all didn't know what we were doing. Jesse Messick, who was the founder of Uncle Dave Macon Days, he was involved in that. Blake Tidwell, some of those businesses, my dad, that some of the other folks were. We came out of a meeting once, and we just thought, this is a good idea. And it was initially created by the National Trust to involve business communities and to make historic downtowns a more vital part, because it is the hub of the Central Business District, kind of mirrors what's going on in the rest of the community. And if you don't have that the saving of the Central Business District, then you kind of lose touch. Mm. Now I think we're in another phase. I think we have grown so much that we really don't have a sense of our history, and we're just like overwhelmed with what the growth and everything. That's another important part of keeping our downtown vital and the businesses thriving. Because if you don't, that was Jesse, my dad, a lot of the folks, Blake, all in that era of early Main Street. It was all about keeping the downtown healthy. Because if you keep the downtown healthy, the rest of the community thrives. And we saw that. We've seen that in the last 30 years. But we also have to maintain that. And and newer folks coming on may not realize how important that is. Because when you keep the downtown area healthy, then in a sense of the history and all of that, then everything else begins to be healthy as well.
Gloria, I heard a story from someone that worked for the state with economic development, and they were saying that these large corporations are looking at cities to move to. One CEO of this very large national company got off the plane and told, I guess, the Chamber of Commerce that the first place they wanted to go to was their downtown. And they were like, why? And they said, because if your city doesn't take care of your downtown, they That's won't right. take care of me. And that really impacted me of the importance of focusing and maintaining the downtown area.
Right. You maintain the downtown, you maintain the cultural and social vibrancy of a community, and it is crucial, because the social and that's who we are. That's our DNA. And it's hard to do, because we have to keep our stories thriving. We have to keep every generation has to have has to be taught this, and I guess that leads us to our new thing, which me and Sarah are so excited about. Should we talk about it? You ready?
Okay.
You first.
No, you can't.
We are actually changing our dates for Jazz Fest and Uncle Dave Macon Days, and we're working together. Isn't this exciting?
We're all about
breaking news here.
Breaking news.
We're all about collaboration downtown and trying to help each other promote each other's events and working together all for just promoting the downtown area and the businesses that are already here. So we're coming together, and we both had the same problem, right?
Well, you know what? It's funny how a common thing, a common event, brings us together and infuses us together and makes us even stronger. And the next 9 months or so are going to be the most. We're going to create some. It's going to be a new vitality in an energy into what we're doing with Jazz Fest and Uncle Dave Macon Days. And I think it's an important part, because both histories are related, and both histories are related in our own community. And a lot of folks, I do not really understand that history, and how the history of music and jazz and roots music are blended together collaboratively, how that was a part of America's musical story, but it's really a part of ours. And uh, I've I've I just get so excited when I think about this, because it's just going to, we're going to get to teach people why we're doing what we're doing. It was the weather, because we had just, you know, a terrible lightning storm that just shut us completely down in 2019. And I'll have to say, I just went, oh dear. And I'm going to tell you something. This is a confession here. I don't know if anybody out there can relate to this, but when something like that happens to you and you've been involved in an event for 35 years, which I have been, I go, okay, how can we fix this? And I get a lot of plans in my head and none of them worked until I realized, oh my gosh, Sarah, you might speak to your rain event.
Yes. The last 2 years, Jazz Fest has been rained out on the Saturday event. So people get a little upset.
Are you kidding? We have worldwide visitors that came to just see us on Saturday night, Uncle Dave Making Days. We had a fella from Sweden, and they walked off pretty unhappy. They'd spent their probably life savings coming to Murfreesboro. We got to make it up, make it better, and we are moving to fall.
We are. We've learned that the fall, obviously September, October, are the driest months of the year. And it's cooler weather. Mm-hmm. So at least for Main Street, the Jazz Fest portion with the middle and high school students will stay in May. It will be that first Saturday in May, like it always is. But we have a rain location at Central Magnet School in case of bad weather. But we'll just be on that Saturday for the students. And we're super excited. And we're going to add some different things to the event to help maybe promote those small youth bands in the community, to allow them to have a competition and a presence in the downtown. But the portion of the paid acts for the Jazz Fest, we are moving it to the first Saturday in October. But we're going to kind of we're bookending
it
each
off
other.
Yes.
Yeah, so when are you doing it?
Doing 25-26 of September. And we're going to be the same little format, same, everything will be the same. We'll have our contest and roots music, but we're going to have an opportunity, like I said, to teach people about how these two genres of music blend. And we're going to work this because we want this to be a national exposure to this bookend festival. And we're already working. Everyone in the talent that we talk to, I know my son Ben Wilson is the director. He hears this all over the country. They're so excited to get out of the heat, get the potential of being able to, because that's what the musicians, they want to work. They want to perform, and not giving them that opportunity has just been, it's been debilitating for them too. So we're looking forward. I know that weekend this year was absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It was cool. And
y'all are staying at Cannonsburg.
We're staying at Cannonsburg.
A lot of people
We're staying at Cannonsburg. It'll be just almost like picking up Uncle Dave July in the heat and and moving it right to September. So it's just it's just lifting it from one we're one era to another, and we're so excited about that. But more importantly, we're excited about collaborating and making it that whole week another part of the mission of Main Street, which, by the way, that was what Uncle Dave Making Day started on the square. Its mission was to, before Main Street, Jesse Messick wanted to bring business back downtown. So here we go. And we're going to be I think we're going to share each other's, I'm excited about sharing audiences that may have never been to Jazz Fest or Uncle Dave, or they'll crisscross.
Right. I just think come from all over and stay for the week. I mean, it'll help economic development just in all of Murfreesboro, just to
bring
tourists here. And the collaborating part is that we're going to work during the week together to help the businesses and anyone in Murfreesboro, actually, who wants to be a part of this, to help them find acts to have in their businesses during the week, so that not just on the weekends you get this musical experience, but you can go during the week each night. Hopefully we'll find businesses that want to host a musical act and promote their business, you know, bring people in for their restaurant or, you know, their mm-hmm. coffee shop or anything. Mm-hmm. They want to open it up at nighttime. So
can
the ideas are
that?
Endless.
That would be that would
music
be
for
week.
A whole week.
Right.
That's what it's going to be.
That'd be one big party. And I
That's
love the
a party.
Idea of having the option to have them inside during the week and mm-hmm. would give you a kind of an intimate setting to see some of mm-hmm. these acts up
That's
close.
Right.
And, you know, you mentioned the people that are coming out for one or the other, they're going to want to do both. I mean, people that like to see live
right.
music,
we think
the
that,
more the merrier. I'm that way. I'd go see anything.
Yeah, and any genre, that's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have kind of been going that direction, blending genres in the last few years at Uncle Dave, because that's what, you want to go with the appetite of who your guests are. And, mm-hmm. and we are transitioning. We've been transitioning to that. So we're excited. We're really excited about the potential of this.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, our guest this morning is Gloria Christie and Sarah Callender. We're talking about celebrating, promoting local business, Murfreesboro history, and just talking about all the great stuff going on the square. Some breaking news with Uncle Dave Macon Days and Jazz Fest. So another little fold there. And if you're just joining us, if you want to recap any of this show after we're done, you can find it on WGNSradio.com in the podcast section. All that information will be there for you. You can go back and listen to it a couple times. One of the things you ladies were talking about, which I think would be fun, we can throw that out there now and maybe reel some people in for the second half of the show. If you have any memories you want to share with us on the square, Christmas time, Thanksgiving, just anything that you think is special about Murfreesboro that, you know, the holidays kind of brings up this memory, 615-893-1450 if you want to just call or text us. But we'd love for you to call us. We like to hear these stories in person. Just call and let us know what Murfreesboro means to you on the holidays. I'm sure you've had some great times and memories with family and friends. So give us a call. And more information on the way. Gloria and Sarah, we're going to be back in just a second. We'll take a quick time out. And we got some more to talk about. Christmas right around the corner. There's some Christmas stuff happening on the square. We're going to tackle that as well. Mm-hmm. So keep it right here.
As the Christmas season is approaching, there are many parties out there and last-minute gifts, and Demas's is here to be able to help you along with all those things. Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants. One of the things that we have to offer is obviously our gift cards, and gift cards come in any denomination. We have our seasonings that makes a perfect gift. We have Demas's classic t-shirts. Demas's also now has catering to be able to serve you and to be able to take care of you. Any of this information is available online, www.demasrestaurants.com.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City. If your fish tank is looking a little dated, now is the perfect time to freshen it up before hosting holiday events. Here at Animal City, brighten up your living space with an aquarium or new background for your reptiles. Animal City would love to help you with your pet needs. And for the pet lover on your list, an Animal City gift card makes the perfect gift. This is Amanda from Animal City. Come do business with Animal City at 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Black Friday savings continue through Monday at Ace. Visit acehardware.com to get your coupon for 15% off your entire purchase, in-store or online. Whether it goes under the tree or into a stocking, our best brands always make the best gifts. So bring in your list and save big with 15% off your entire purchase, in-store or online, Saturday through Monday. Must present coupon or redeem. Offer valid at participating stores and acehardware.com on regular priced items. Limit one. Exclusions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Napa Know How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/19.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes, exchanges, and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
Get huge Black Friday savings at French's Shoes and Boots. Stores open at 6 a.m. and all weekend long. Get deals while supplies last, like select Laredo boots, normally $130. Door-busting price, just $79.99. Find the perfect gift for the holidays from the huge selection of designer handbags at 50 to 75% off. Don't miss this Black Friday weekend sale.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
Alrighty, folks, we are back, and second half of the Action Line kicking off as we're joined by Gloria Christie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Excellent, excellent. Trying to sleep off the turkey hangover.
Sarah
Callender joining us as well, Executive Director of Main Street Murfreesboro. And we want to kind of recap the first half of this conversation because we had some breaking news, but we're talking about shopping local. Small Business Saturdays tomorrow, obviously, so there's going to be a lot going on the square. And kind of out of nowhere, we dropped some Uncle Dave Macon Days news on you. If you want to kind of recap that and let everybody know, if they're just joining us, what's going on there?
Yeah. So Main Street, we're partnering up just to encourage people to come for a week-long music event in the fall. So for Main Street, we'll keep our Jazz Fest for the middle and high school students that first Saturday in May with a rain location at Central Magnet. But for our paid events for the big acts, we are going to move it to the fall along with Uncle Dave. So we're going to do bookend events, and Uncle Dave's going to be that last weekend in September. And then throughout the week, we're going to collaborate and try to work with local businesses to help them to have some musical acts to promote their businesses and just to continue the music throughout the week and then end it with Jazz Fest that first Saturday in October.
Awesome. And that is breaking news this
morning.
That
is breaking news.
So if you're hearing it, folks, you're hearing it first. So, and where's a good place to recap? A website for you guys if people want to kind of keep an eye on this over the next couple of
weeks. Well, you're going to be seeing this evolve, of course, all the social media, but it is on our website right now, UncleDaveMakingDays.com. And you can, the schedule will be evolving. Just right now, it's important to save the date. Mm-hmm. Save the date and tell others, tell your friends and neighbors, because it is going to be the most, I think, innovative, energetic, new thing in Murfreesboro that has happened in a long time. And it's not, you know, sometimes what is old is new again. And that's where we are.
Awesome. Well, that's very exciting, and we'll have more information on that, I'm sure, as we get a little closer, and we'll keep you updated. But breaking news there this morning, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the Streets Holiday Window Tour. There's a big contest going on for that. If you could explain that, another really cool idea I'm interested in.
Yeah, we're calling it the Main Street Holiday Window Touring Contest. And our businesses already decorate, but this is just a little incentive for people to come downtown and interact with those businesses. So, again, just an experience. Stop by the downtown area. Remember those stores that are off the street, because when we say downtown, we don't just mean the square. We mean a lot of the a lot of our stores are right off of the square, a little bit further down on streets. But they're decorating their windows, so you go to your favorite window decoration and you take a selfie, because who doesn't want to take a selfie or just take a picture of the window? But all you have to do is tag that merchant, and then you also have to tag Main Street so that we can keep up with it. And the business that gets the most votes, the most posts of their window, wins $150. And the individual, once you do that, you go into a drawing for $100 cash prize. So cool. The voting starts today and it ends next Thursday. So the big announcement of who the winner is at our Christmas tree lighting on December 6th.
Fantastic. And we can segue right into the Christmas tree lighting. That's coming up in a couple weeks. What do folks need to know? What is the time
and
date
for
that?
Well, actually,
it's 1 week from today.
Today.
Yes, we're kicking off. It's the official official kickoff for Christmas, I say. But everything is that weekend. It's, mm-hmm. it's going to be a really fun Christmas weekend for Murfreesboro. But 6 o'clock at the square, we are Rutherford County partners with Main Street to do the Christmas tree lighting. This is a traditional event mm-hmm. that Main Street gets to be a part of. But we've made some changes this year. We're growing it. We're keeping the time short. It's just 1 hour. So, but we're asking people to bring your chair. The stage is going to be turned around, so it's better. It's easier to see. Mm-hmm. And you bring a chair, kind of like our Friday Night Live concerts. Bring a chair and a blanket. We're going to have free hot chocolate. Pinnacle Bank is passing out hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. Our sponsors are going to have activities. So Redstone Federal Credit Union is going to have their letter writing campaign to Santa, which they're giving a portion of every letter that's written. They're giving money to the Boys and Girls Club. So we're really excited about that. And we've got some kids from the Boys and Girls Club who are going to come and greet Santa. But we also have the National Dance Club. They're going to be there before the event starts showing off their musical talent.
Awesome.
So that'll be fun as you're getting your spot. And then CSL Plasma, they're going to have an ornament making activity for the children to participate in. And we're super excited because the Rutherford County and our main sponsor, which is Murfreesboro Electric, they are bringing in live reindeer. So we're going to have two of Santa's reindeer from the North Pole on the courthouse square.
Wow. That is cool.
Now, that's pretty breaking
that
news right there.
That is pretty cool.
That is breaking news.
Yeah, so they're going to have a sled. You can climb up in and get your picture taken. You can feed the reindeer, so that's going to be really fun. But we have schools. We have a county school, the Homer Pittard Campus School, and the Salem Elementary School, which is one of the new city schools. Their children's choir are coming to perform. The Center for the Arts is going to come and perform with their Christmas play. Just do a song for that, and we've got a really special ballerina coming to do an exclusive dance, and the dancer school has a really cute little dance they're coming. But the also the new thing that we're doing this year is a Christmas community choir. Mm-hmm. And they've had two, they're going to have one more practice. So actually, if you're hearing this and you want to participate, Tuesday night they're having their last practice, and you can still come out and be a part of this community choir. Anybody can join. They're singing three songs all together. So there are multiple churches that are involved in this, but First Baptist off of East Castle and Trinity Presbyterian, they came together and just a really beautiful collaborative effort to bring all the different churches together, and they're going to be performing on stage, and it's going to be magical. It's going to be really special.
So I have 6 o'clock down as the time to show up for the lighting of the Christmas tree. Should they get there earlier? It seems like there's a lot to do.
There is a lot to do.
There's probably going to be a line for the reindeer and some other things. So if you want to get pictures and enjoy all that, maybe get there 4:30 or 5.
Yeah, I wouldn't come before 5. I would say between 5 and 6, come and get your spot and let the kids play and do the activities.
You might want to come early and get a parking spot.
Well, you could come and eat dinner.
Absolutely.
Downtown,
yes.
For sure, because all the restaurants will be open.
Yes.
And the best part is that all the stores are staying open.
Excellent.
So they're staying open till 9, and mm-hmm. we've got some inner – so this is also what's really neat. You come early, walk around, do some shopping, let the kids play. But then after – so the event is just 6 to 7. Santa is magically appearing with his special friend, the elf.
Ooh.
He's bringing him out. We have some Secret Service guards who are going to be protecting Santa and bringing him out. And on that Friday night, we're really excited about all of that.
Well, if he's
out.
Magically appearing, then he's going to need some special attention.
He does, because
better safe than sorry, right?
Yeah,
right.
We don't want to mess anything up for Christmas.
No.
So, but he's coming out, and then the tree's being lit. But then after the event, stick around because Santa's in the courthouse for free pictures. So bring your child up and get in line and get pictures with him and Mrs. Claus. But the City Parks and Rec are partnering with Main Street, and they're bringing their big blow-up movie screen, the Under the Stars screen, and they're going to show the Polar Express on the square. So while you're drinking your free hot chocolate, and we're going to have a couple of fun vendors selling like kettle corn and some funnel cakes. So get your spot. Turn your chair around. The movie screen's already going to be set up, and the movie will start at 7:30. And the stores are staying open.
Yes,
so
we will
walk
have
around.
We will have our historic display up that this. So if you get a little chilly and want to just hop inside Shacklets, you can do that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the stores are going to have little specials and little treats for people that walk in. So it's a great way for maybe mom to walk around and get some of her Christmas shopping done while grandma or dad sits out and watches the movie.
This phenomenon has happened, and folks, the dads come in the store and look at the photos while the moms shop. That's new routine here.
And also, Blackman High School, their 45-member choir is coming after the program is over. They're going to be on the so things are all around the inner square, not just in one area. But they're coming at 7:30, and they're performing for about 20 minutes on the corner of the square. So you can walk around and just listen to them or go stand over where they are. So that'll be really cool. And the Dancers Club is doing free dance lessons. So they're also going to make it a date. You know, come see Santa, see the lights turn on, take your picture, make a tradition with your family, and then go over and learn how to dance.
So, absolutely.
It's all for free.
How lucky are we to live in a place where all that's happening just around the corner for free for the community to show up and enjoy?
And if you're not in the Christmas spirit after that, you're either the Grinch something's happened to you.
Well, even the Grinch found his Christmas spirit.
Yes, he did. That's right. You'll find it.
You'll find it. That's right. We're going to take one more quick time out, check on that weather and traffic for all you Black Friday shoppers. We'll take a look at the traffic, and I'm sure there is some. So keep your ears open for that. And I will be back with Gloria Christie and Sarah Callender. If you have questions or you want to share a memorable Christmas memory, something that just Murfreesboro just reminds you of this time of the year, give us a call, 615-893-1450. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Cold weather is here now. Let us clean your car at Smith Brothers Car Wash. It's starting to rain more often, and all that rain is going to pick up all the dirt and trash up off the road and sling it all over your car. Bring it by Smith Brothers Car Wash and let us clean that off for you. Hello, this is Willie Dennis. My wife Caitlin and I own Smith Brothers Car Wash, and this is our dream come true. Smith Brothers is a family-owned business where we look forward to helping you. Smith Brothers Car Wash is located on Memorial, across from Old Charlie's. Smith Brothers Car Wash.
Mostly cloudy skies in the forecast for this afternoon. A slight chance for a late day shower with highs up to 52. A chance for rain tonight, mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro on News Radio WGNS. Currently, 45.
Good morning. Traffic still holding up out here on 24 as you head towards Nashville. Now, later on, it may pick up around some of the major shopping areas. It hadn't been too bad up to this point. This morning, still a lot of radar out here. You're going to see that all week long. Hey, get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fare, save you 70% off. Call now, 1-800-915-2644. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Start your mornings with WGNS. Weekday mornings at 9, The Truman Show. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10 on the stations of WGNS.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelley Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We've made banking easy for you with our great customer experience, and you will also have 24/7 access with our online and mobile banking. So whether you want the in-person experience or banking on the go, come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio WGNS, broadcasting live from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, and you can find them online at thebillupscenter.com. Our guest this morning, Sarah Callender, Executive Director of Main Street Murfreesboro, where hip meets historic, and Gloria Christie from Shacklets Photography. All kinds of breaking news. So there's a change in the date for Uncle Dave Macon Days, moving it a little bit later on in the year to try to avoid the rain and the crazy weather. And Santa Claus is going to be on the square coming up on the 6th, and for everybody to come meet and see and take pictures with, and that's going to be awesome. We're just breaking news all over the place this morning. Wanted to recap a couple things, and that was one of them. We want to talk about Small Business Saturday. That's coming up tomorrow, so great time to come check out all the shops on the square. And then on the 6th as well, you mentioned all the shops will be open then, so another opportunity to come by and see everybody. And what kind of other things are we looking at? I know there's a big mural going on that's going to be getting put together. If you want to talk about that and kind of tackle that for us.
Yeah, they call it the Vine Street Mural. So this is it's the first community mural that was sponsored by the Rutherford Arts Alliance with artist Norris Hall, who's pretty famous in Murfreesboro, on the Vine Street Market's outside wall. So if you haven't seen it, that's one reason to come downtown and just to get your picture taken. It is beautiful. It shows the courthouse. It shows some other historical parts of the downtown area. And the Rutherford Arts Alliance has really pushed this initiative to have murals all around Rutherford County, but they focused a lot on downtown Murfreesboro. And this was thanks to a group of women who put the money up to pay for the Norris Hall to come and do this painting. But it was neat because it was a community mural. So I don't know if you were a part of it, you might want to call and tell your story about it. But children came out and they did it paint by number. It was beautiful. And so everybody got to participate that came out and paint a section of it. And then Mr. Hall went back and outlined it, and because he designed it, and they put the drawing up on the wall. So it's really beautiful.
What a cool idea. And is that something they've done more recently, or is this something that's been going on? This is kind of a newer idea, right?
This is new. They are working with the city of Murfreesboro to try to hone in on some of the ordinances about painting murals. I mean, there are rules set up. You have to go through the city to do murals on your wall. But they're trying to just explore this idea of being a little bit more open to murals. So I commend the city for working with the Arts Alliance, and definitely the Arts Alliance for taking this on. But the Rutherford Arts Alliance is really a great new movement that Jenna Foster Cannon is the president this year. She also works at the Chamber, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and she's done a great job rallying the crowds of all different genres of art to come together and just to expose those artists here in the community.
I think to speak to the this new energy, this new vibrancy in the arts, not that we haven't had it, but there's more collaboration now, more continuity. Jenna, she's right, has done an amazing job. She's the cultural heritage director, but it's not just arts, but it's also the historical aspects, like at Oakland's Mansion, Sam Davis. We have this amazing story and amazing events and attractions here, and we've needed a long time to collaborate and connect the dots with that. And that's one of the reasons this is going to be exemplary with us working, Uncle Dave working with Main Street and Jazz Fest. This collaboration can only just get stronger, because it's always kind of been here, you know. We just need to kind of connect the dots with our organizations, and that's coming to pass. That's going to make us even more attractive. Like when those people get off the plane and they look at us, they're going to say, "Whoa, we want to move here. We want to be a part of that. We'll let them move here, maybe."
If they ask nicely,
but we do want them to visit here, and we do want that tourism dollars, because that is it's Christmas money. Mm-hmm. You don't have to educate these folks. You don't have to build streets for them. Well, I guess we do if I'm to write on. But anyway, it is an important part of who we are as a community, and that is, when you talk about Christmas downtown, we're making memories and also making history.
Right. There's so much to do tourist-wise all over Rutherford County.
That is.
But even downtown Murfreesboro, you know, you mentioned Oakland's Mansion and the Discovery Center. And there's just so many places. The Heritage Center, which Main Street shares a building with. I mean, I am blown away with the history that they have. They work with MTSU and Dr. West. And they do these walking tours, which, if you've never done one and you live here in Murfreesboro, you need to put that on your bucket list, because it doesn't take long. It's less than an hour. And the courthouse, I mean, they're renovating the inside of the courthouse to turn it into a museum to show the history of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. And so the tour incorporates that, and they tell these stories about the buildings and just the history of downtown. And it's free.
Yeah.
So come be a part of the Heritage Center's walking tour.
There's so much going on behind the scenes to make this an awesome place to live. We mentioned the Christmas tree lighting coming up on the 6th. We have the Main Street Holiday Window Tour, which we're talking about. People can go around, and all the windows on the square are decorated, and it's a big contest. You vote and, you know, kind of celebrate the holidays in another unique way that way. What is, and we got a couple minutes here left, if you ladies would just kind of both throw in on this, what is the best way for the community to give feedback, just to show up and be a part of these events, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Show up and be a part of it. You can call us at Shacklets or look at the, I know Sarah's going to speak to how you can go to the Main Street outlets and get those dates, get those times. But call us and let us know. Just walk into the stores. The merchants will help you, tell you why you need to be downtown. I think that's an important message for this. I mean, did you see any of this in any of our shopping centers or any of this? No. This is the unique experience for shopping and sharing the Christmas holidays with your family.
Yeah, and if you want to volunteer with your family, there are so many opportunities. There's so many nonprofits downtown. So if you just want to call Main Street's office and ask, you know, how can I get involved? And we're trying, Main Street, my goal is to connect the dots, connect the nonprofits, the businesses downtown, mm-hmm. to just promote them. So if you want to get involved, there are lots of opportunity. Greenhouse Ministries is always taking volunteers.
Absolutely.
I mean, and they're beautiful.
Journey Home.
They're all Coldest beautiful nights. Ministries, right, that you can be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
But look us up on Facebook, Main Street Murfreesboro on Facebook. That is the best way to get information on the window tour and how you can enter to win that contest, on the Christmas tree lighting, and because there's so much stuff going on that night, you know, look it up on Facebook and follow us there, and you'll find out information. And we really try to help promote the events that are happening downtown on the square, because so many people use the square now for their events, and so we're trying to help promote those events as well for those organizations.
You know what the magic word is?
What's that?
Come. Right. Come experience downtown.
Awesome. Well, if you got your families with you this weekend, a lot of people do, bring them down to Murfreesboro, show them the square. And in the immediate future, we have Small Business Saturday tomorrow. Also, the Holiday Window Tour. Voting starts tomorrow, goes through the 5th. And then on the 6th, come celebrate Christmas downtown with the lighting of the tree, Santa Claus, the reindeer, movie. There's going to be hot cocoa. And all that's free to the public. You can come by and just enjoy it and just celebrate with your friends and neighbors.
Absolutely.
That's
come.
Right. That's
okay.
Right. And Santa's staying downtown. I guess he's got his elves working pretty hard for him, because the following Fridays, I know December 13th and the 20th, those Friday evenings from 6 to 8 at the courthouse, Shacklets has their photography set up.
We'll be doing the professional
photos.
So they're
doing professional. But then on the Saturdays, December 7th, the 14th, and the 21st, those are just come and take your own pictures from noon to 4. And we have a volunteer sitting with Santa and Mrs. Claus. And you just come downtown and do all the things we talked about. Visit the stores, take some pictures, and get your picture taken with Santa for free. So,
and you get that last second, this is what I want for Christmas.
You got to tell them.
That's the idea.
All righty. Well, thank you, ladies, so much. Gloria Christie from Shacklets Photography joining us. Also, Sarah Callender, Executive Director of Main Street Murfreesboro. Thank you, ladies, so much. And even though it's a day late, happy Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving goes all weekend long for us around
it's
here.
It's Hallow Thankmas. Did you not know that?
I have not heard that.
Before. My husband calls it Hallow Thankmas.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Yes,
well, thank
we
you,
so
ladies.
Appreciate
and,
it.
We'll see you out on the square, and then we'll see you December 6th for the lighting of the tree.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you. Couple notes for you, folks. We do have the Truman Show coming up in just a moment, but it's going to be a best of, and then at 9:30, we have MTSU Lady Raiders Hoops coming up. So a little bit of a different schedule this morning, but we thank you for hanging out with us, and make it a safe but awesome Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and a day maybe just to relax on Sunday before all the chaos for the holiday season picks back up on Monday. So thanks for hanging out with us. Truman Show coming up next. Lady Raiders basketball coming up at 9:30.